You're on 101.5 FM, the home of classic hits, and we've got another hit for you today. We're talking about the Woodford Lions Carnival and Lantern Parade on November the 29th, starting at 3 p.m. It's a huge event and it starts off the Christmas celebrations in Woodford that culminate, of course, in the Woodford Folk Festival. The Lantern Festival is magical and a real must-see. And here today, Juanita Stanley from the Woodford Lions Club is to give us the lowdown. Juanita, thank you for joining us this morning.
Hi, Rosemary. I'm very happy to be here on 101.5 FM to talk to you about the fabulous carnival.
Oh, and we are so looking forward to it. Now, Juanita, Let Woodford Shine is such a beautiful theme for this year's carnival. Can you paint us a little bit of a picture of what people can expect when they arrive at 3 o'clock?
Yeah, so Archer Street's going to be full of atmosphere. As you arrive, you're going to smell a large amount of food trucks to get your taste buds. Walk along the streets and you'll see great market stalls and community stalls. We've also got our roving street entertainers and buskers to fill the street. This year, we're also super lucky to have the Sunshine Coast Show Choir, the Rambling Rovers, Morris Dancers, Miss Bubbles, Stilt Walkers and martial arts displays. The Woodford Memorial Hall also has a full schedule of performers as well. And as light falls on the carnival, there'll be light projections onto the buildings and trees to add colour.
My goodness me, that sort of sounds like a bit of a massive community effort. Am I right there?
Yeah, it sure is, Rosemary. Yep, for sure. From the team of volunteers and the Woodford Lions members who have organised the carnival, we've also got five local schools performing and dance group, the Stanley River Rural Fire Brigade, PCYC Emergency Service Cadets, and our local ambulance will also support this event. And it's also a free event, so trackless train, petting zoo, face painting and hair colouring will be there as well.
Now, Juanita, while I've got you on a roll, let's talk about the Lantern Parade that starts at 7:15. I mean, it just sounds absolutely magical.
Yeah, it's going to be light, bright, full of colour. Is what we're basically aimed for this year. The Woodford Folk Festival has provided the Lantern Parade with six beautiful LED butterflies to lead the parade. The local library has done a caterpillar, the Very Hungry Caterpillar, which will follow. There'll also be a Chinese LED dragon, LED robots to make the parade pop. And also the local schools, kindies, local groups, car clubs and sponsors will be in the parade. And not to mention, look out for Santa, who'll make an appearance in the finale.
Oh, wacko. Now, what's the story with the feature lantern that Woodford Library is creating, Juanita? And can families get involved in the parade?
Yeah, so every year the Lantern Parade has a new feature lantern.
Mm-hmm.
This year, Tina from the library, she's creating this large lantern from the children's book, The Very Hungry Caterpillar. The children and the parents that are going to be walking with the caterpillar will be carrying lanterns displaying food and the food that the caterpillars eat, basically. And yes, families still can get involved. Just contact the Woodford Library.
Okay. Now, for our listeners that want to go out there, Juanita, I know this is a free family event, which is absolutely incredible. What are some of the hidden gems that they shouldn't miss out on seeing? Or doing, in fact.
Yeah. So this year, super excited. We've got 101.5 FM broadcasting from the carnival. So thank you. Make sure you come and say hi at the broadcast bus. There'll also be vintage cars, Chevys, hot rods and vintage tractors. And the water tower at the end of the street has had a newly painted mural. And don't forget those 9 talented buskers that'll be lining the streets as well.
Juanita, I'm getting excited just talking to you now, but how does it feel to see the whole of the Woodford community come together like this?
Yeah, pretty exciting actually. And what a connected and supportive community we have. From businesses, sponsors, volunteers and Lions members. Mm. We're lucky enough to have a large number of sponsors to make this event possible this year. Just a few to mention, City of Moreton Bay Council, Chris and Jemima Weiss from Chris Weiss Real Estate, 101.5 FM, the Woodford Hotel, Dag Pub, Black Spetter Home Living and 707 Laundriette. And we've also got 20 local sponsors. So the Woodford Lion Club would like to say a big thank you to everyone who's been the sponsor. Yeah.
Absolutely. Juanita Stanley, the Woodford Lions Club, sharing this news about the Woodford Lantern Street Festival on the 29th of November. And Listen, it starts at 3 p.m. with the Lantern Parade happening at 7:15. Keeping our community connected and informed, listen again to all the details on the parade at 1015.com.au. Now, stay tuned for more classic hits coming up right now. Juanita, we're so excited and we can't wait to talk to you again prior to the 29th of November.
Thank you.